Today, we will discuss the topic of severance. Severance package. Severance package. You ever hear a CEO in the news? A CEO of some big major company? They get a severance package of $10 million, $20 million? What is...
A buyout.
What?
Umbrella severance.
Where does that come from? It comes from this week's parasha. The parasha of Hanukkah. In this week's parasha, we learned about, briefly, the Eved Ivri. The Eved Ivri works for the master for 6 years, and then when the Eved Ivri leaves, the pasuk in Perek Tezvav, pasuk Gedalit, Ha'anik ta'anik lo mitzoynecha umigarnecha umiyikvecha. Okay, so the halacha is when an Eved Ivri finishes his service of 6 years, the master. Okay, the master is required to bestow upon him gifts, lavish gifts. And the pasuk, in fact, says three things. Tzoin, the sheep, migarnecha, the grain, and wine. These three things shall be given as a gift to the Eved Ivri who has worked in the field for the master for his 6 years. Now, halacha l'maisa, bizman hazeh, is there any din hanukkah min ha-Torah? Definitely not, because the only place the Torah mentions hanukkah is by an Eved Ivri. Eved Ivri only applies bizman shebeis hamigdash kayim. When there is no beis hamigdash, there is no shmita and yovel. When shmita and yovel are not in effect, then there is no such halacha as a biblical Eved Ivri. So there's no such thing called hanukkah. Now, before we go and describe halacha l'maaseh bizman hazeh, the obligation a master, a person, let's say an employer has to his employees upon termination of services, which is no joke, what the rules are. Let's just discuss some of the lumdis behind some very interesting yesodos in the lumdis of Hanukkah. Now, what I'm telling you mostly comes from Rav Dvorkis' Sefer, Shavili HaParsha. He has a fantastic essay on this topic of what's called in Halacha Pitsuyim. Pitsuyim means appeasement. What we call severance.
Compensations.
Compensation. The compensations. Okay, pitsuyim bipiture oivdim.
Pitsuyim.
Compensation. Compensation for bipiture oivdim when you fire. Pitura really means...
We don't fire people anymore. We just force adjust.
We just what?
Force adjust.
Force adjust.
Yeah.
Never heard it before.
I was force adjusted. I wasn't fired. I was force adjusted.
Force adjusted. Pitsuyim bipiture. This is the expression. Okay, there's a lot of stuff on this topic. It's a big thing. It's a hot topic. It's a controversial topic. It's called pitsuyim bipiture oivdim. Compensation for the, I don't know, forced adjustment, termination of workers. What are the laws? Now, everything really comes from what it says in the Torah with regard to an Eved Ivri. But before we get to the Halacha L'maaseh, I wanted to just mention beautiful Yisoidos from Rav Dvorkis' Sefer. Here's a Chakira, a beautiful Chakira in the Sugi. The Sugi really appears in the Sechta Kiddushin. In Yeshivas, when they learn the Sechta Kiddushin, this is one of the Sugis that is learned, that is studied in Yeshivas. Hopefully it'll make some impression upon them, leave them so that when they grow older and they're involved in business, they'll do the right thing. But it's a Chakira by an Eved Ivri when the master gives him his compensation, his Hanukkah. Is this a din? It's his entitlement. Okay, it's a very powerful word in today's modern society, entitlements. Or is it tzedakah? Is it begeder tzedakah? The master has an obligation to give tzedakah to when the person leaves. L'may nafgamina. The nafgamina would be, what happens if the master is broke? Okay, the servant, The worker
goes bankrupt.
So is there an obligation for the man, for the master to give him? The Torah doesn't give a shear. The Torah just says give him hanukkah from tzoyin go to yekev. The Torah doesn't give a shear. But is there an obligation for the master to give if the company goes bankrupt, if there's no money? Does he have an obligation to do so? So if it's a din, it's part of his wages. When you hire a worker, when you have an Eved Ivri, built into his compensation is you have to pay him, you have to provide for him. Built into the deal is that when he leaves, you have an obligation to give him a gift, a sizable gift. If you don't have the money, so what would be, if you didn't have the money to pay your rent, what would be enough the money to pay for your cell phone bill? You would find it somehow. You can't live without your iPhone. You would find the money. So too bad for you. You will have to go find the money to pay that bill, whatever it is, because it's part of his entitlement. But if you learn that the din of Hanukkah is din of Tzedakah, Torah is telling you, I'm telling you good advice. This person, he was your worker. He was kind to you. He worked for you for 6 years. He gave up 6 years of his life for your benefit. And now when he leaves, you have to give him a gift. Well, I don't have a gift. When they come make a collection to give tzedakah, if you don't have, you don't give, and no one bothers you. Right? So, I don't have. I'm sorry, I can't give you. You indeed would be exempt. This is a very big dilemma. And he presents here both sides of the coin. The Mishnah Lamelech and Hilchas Avodim, Paragimel, he brings down that it is an entitlement. It's a din. It's not a gift. However, the Sma, and the Shach, and they write in Choshem Mishach, Choshem Mishach says, Din Hanlak is a din of Tzedakah. Big Nafkamina. He presents here of Arya Leib Malin. Arya Leib Malin is a very popular sefer chidusha of Arya Leib Malin on Masechta Kedushin. It's studied very often in the yeshiva world, and he has a very lomashach din that there are two dinim. It's like a Rab Chaim. He says briskatar that when it comes to Hanukkah, there are tzvei dinim. There's a din Hanukkah of a din, an entitlement, and there's also a din of tzedakah. You're really giving the worker both. And he reads this into the pasuk. The pasuk says, Ha'anik ta'anik lo. Period. Number one, that Shem says to the master, when your slave goes free, you shall bestow upon him his gift, his entitlement. And that means, if you don't have the money, find the money. It's due to him. Period. Number two, also, as the pasuk, in fact, goes on to say, not here, I think it's in Parshas Yisro, that because of the bracha, the pasuk, I really should quote you the pasuk, but I don't have it here in front of me this moment. Hashem has blessed you. Because this servant has given you, has brought about bracha to your assets, he's entitled. The tsoin, the garden, and the yekev, the items, are the items which he has worked. He has worked with your sheep, he has worked with your wine, he has worked with your grain, your silo, and because he was involved, he has brought blessing into these three commodities. Therefore, it's only right that he should receive a blessing. You should give some of what the brach that he has given you, you should give back to him. But the second half of the pasuk of Arya Leib Malin says is midin tzedakah, not actual as an entitlement. So there are two din. He says an afkamin. The afkamin would be this exact afkamin. What happens if you go broke? Let's say at the time when this person leaves, you don't have anything in your possession. So according to Arya Leib Malin, he is like a pshara. There is a certain amount you have to give him as a gift no matter what, but the extra bonus that he would ordinarily see from Yigarnecha, Mitzvah Yigarnecha, that would be through the tzedakah aspect of this mitzvah. If you don't have, you're not mechuyev, you have to give. So you have really, halacha l'maaseh, three different opinions together. What is Hanukkah? Is it purely an entitlement? Is it purely a gift? Or is it somewhere a little bit of both? And the pasuk seems to indicate it's a little bit of both. The Torah gives different expressions. It says, number one, hanik tanik. It's a double expression. A double expression means give him no matter what. Maybe that's what Ayla Leila Malin's Madaik. You have to give him a gift no matter what. No matter what means, it's his entitlement. Even if you don't have a penny to your name, find the money, borrow the money, take out a second mortgage. You have an obligation to give him his hanukkah. And then the Torah goes on and talks in these poetic expressions. Asher beirachecha Hashem elokecha. He has brought, he has caused you blessing. And therefore, give him mitzoyncha, migoncha, migvecha. What's all this poetry in the Torah? Torah is telling you, find in your heart the will to be gracious and to bestow tzedakah, kindness, upon the person who has been good to you. So it's a beautiful three different halachim, and what exactly is the din of Hanukkah?
We're talking about Eved Ivri.
Yes.
Eved Ivri, they sold it because he did it. The
excellent.
He didn't have money.
We're going to come to that in a few moments. He did an Avera.
He
did an Avera. So what? So if not for the Torah telling you, you would say he's no different than any other Ani.
So the Torah is telling you that he's a. Just like we have a halacha of Ani Yir before the era,
yeah.
We have a halacha now that you're your personal evidence. Ivri comes first.
That's what some of the Rishonim say. Some of the Rishonim Achronim say it's purely din tzedakah and it's giving kedima. That it's tzedakah, it's a tzedakah. It's a din of tzedakah, and it's a tzedakah which comes that comes before other types of tzedakahs. It's a tzedakah, but being that it's tzedakah, it fits in the section of Shulchan Aruch that follows the rule of tzedakah, which means if I don't have what to give, I don't have to give. But if it's an entitlement, it's not a tzedakah. You have no choice. What do you mean you don't have to give? Someone says, come pay the rent. I don't have to pay the rent. Well, you know what? Then get out. Then go into the street. There are certain things that you have to do, and there's no excuses, obligations. So this is a very, very important yisoid. And the reason why it's very important is because I'm come to a chinuch now when it comes to halacha l'maisa. And we have to remember a very important point you made is that the Eved Ivri is the bottom of the line because he did an aveira. How did he become an Eved Ivri? He did an aveira because he has a very poor.
Two reasons.
What?
Shmois and Dvar, two different Eved-Ivri things.
One, two different what?
Over there it's Nilkab.
Yeah, and over here?
It's not.
Right with the garage. Rashi says not? Okay, fine, I'll take it back there. But they both have a din of Hanukkah, so you have to add that into the equation. There's a din of Hanukkah, but one of the forms of an Eved-Ivri that has Hanukkah is one who did an Aveira. He's one, at least in Yisroel, did an Aveira. And if for him, a person who is an avarian, the Torah says is required, you must give him tzedakah, you have to rehabilitate him, yigutim, al achas kam v'kama, when we're going to find in the chinuch that this is going to form as a blueprint for midos toivos and the way people should treat workers, bizman hazeh, because again, bizman hazeh, there is no hadin hanakam in HaTorah, because there is no evad ivri bizman hazeh, because there is no shmit in yoivel, bizman in HaTorah, and therefore the evad ivri doesn't exist, but it's going to be a blueprint for what's going to be for workers, poilim bizman hazeh. Certainly there should be some degree of Hanukkah, there should be some obligation. And this is a very, very beautiful medrash. Just this is a side point, is that why is there a din of Hanukkah? Because it comes from Yitzias Mitzrayim. When we left Egypt, it was Bizas Mitzrayim and Bizas Yamsuf. All different forms of Biza, gold, silver and gold, and the clothing, the smolos, there were different forms of Biza. Therefore, just like we had in Yitzias Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do the same thing for our Avodim, which go free. Okay, there's another very important yisoid, is when does the obligation...
Is that voluntary?
What?
Is that considered voluntary?
Well, to some degree, no. There was an obligation. That's the question. It's a medrash. You can't go learn halach from a medrash. But the medrash connects. It connects the source of hanukkah from Bizas Mitzrayim. There's also an issue, when are you mechuyif to pay the hanukkah? Must it be paid immediately, or can it be paid over time? So when it comes to the hanukkah of an Eved Ivri, it must be paid immediately. And in fact, someone learned biyoyma yitain tzcharay. The mamish medayik into the pasuk when it says biyoyma yitain tzcharay, you have to give him his work. It doesn't just mean to a poil for a day. It refers specifically, the Chazal Darash refers to the hanukkah, the day that he leaves. The day that he leaves, you give him his hanukkah. Don't say, I'll pay you, see you later. I'll pay you in 2 years from now. Come back, I'll give you your hanukkah. It's a lump sum payment. It's a lump sum payment. That's what hanukkah was during the time of Eved Ivri. Okay, now before we come to halacha l'maisa, okay, let's talk halacha l'maisa. Everything comes back to a chinuch. Everyone discusses this inyan of a chinuch. Now, by the way, I have here a sefer called Chodesh Lashana. Okay, in America and Eretz Yisrael, especially in America, Rav Moshe made a takana. This is Rav Moshe's takana that when you fire a worker, specifically a clay kodesh, there are a lot of variables, which I wish one would throw out all the variables, but it specifically was said for a clay kodesh, a rav or a malamed. I think it was specifically for a malamed, a rebbe in the yeshiva, and by extension, a rav. And by extension, anyone that serves in a position that only a Jew can do. What does that mean, only a Jew can do? A mashkiach. A sheichet. A chazin. A mashkiach. A mashkiach, not necessarily, because a mashkiach, you don't necessarily need a Jew. Believe it or not. A lot of controversy in the last couple of months about women. I mean, that's a Jew, but I mean women and even goyim. The different techniques that you can yaf from it. But a rav hamachshir, a person that gives the actual who's hired by, let's say, the OU hires the different things that they have. They have a rav hamachshir, they have a mashkiach. So anyone that serves in a position, a sofer who's hired by the kehila. Only a Jew can be a sofer because you have to have kavanah lishma. A sheikh, a baidek, all these type of things that only can be done by a Jew, they call Klei Kodesh. So Rav Moshe made a takana. Takana, and everyone talks about Rav Moshe Kodesh, is that when he is let go, you must give him a gift, Chodesh Lashana. If he worked...
He was let go for good reasons.
So we'll talk about that in a moment. We'll talk about some of the variables.
Does it apply to a private enterprise or only to a communal enterprise?
Good question. A lot of these are big questions. But one thing is for sure. In a communal organization, a shul, I once spoke to a dayan about this. They said to me, the mashal he gave was the National Council of Young Israel. Can you work for the National Council? So he said to me, the National Council of Young Israel has a duty to follow the Pesach of Rav Moshe without question and give anyone part of that organization, any member shul, has an obligation to give a rav chodesh lashana. When a rav is dismissed, his contract is not renewed, there is no question about it. If anyone, it's they, because they are a national organization in America that is bound by the Pesach of Rav Moshe, and the OU for that matter as well. And the RCA, well, the RCA is really a subset of the OU. What? So we're going to discuss some of these issues. A lot of the interesting. But let's one thing. Rav Moshe and the Eretz Yisrael. This also is established, very well established. And I think in Eretz Yisrael there are laws, the laws of compensation.
You get pituim when you
by laws, and then you get into the issue of dina de malchus dina. There's another very hot issue in Eretz. Dina de malchus dina is certainly a law that applies in chutz liaretz. There's a question if bate dinim in Eretz Yisrael are bound by dina de malchus dina of the state of Israel, because the state of Israel is Jewish. So when the state is Jewish, the laws of Dina Malchus Adina become much more complex. But even so, it doesn't make a difference. It is well established in Eretz Yisrael, at least what it says in all the things that I've seen, is that there's an obligation. Whether they do it or not, I don't know. But there's definitely an obligation that when it comes to at least to a Klei Kodesh by a community, when he is let go, he must receive Chodesh Lashana. Now he presents over here from a fascinating Sefer in Rav Dvorkis, and we'll discuss a couple of things one thing at a time. He says the Sefer Dini Avodah, let's say they hire a new Rav and they stipulate with him there's not going to be Chodesh Lashana. That's part of the contract.
Are you allowed to?
So he says, no, you're not allowed to do that because you're ruining it for everyone else. You're ruining it for two things. He says two very powerfully say this. The Sefer, I'm not sure to fill with the Sefer, called Dine Avodi, called by Rav Dvorkis. The Sefer Dine Avodah. An employee is not allowed to be moichel on Chodesh Lashana. You're not allowed because you're ruining it for everyone else. Klei Kodesh is a very difficult financial status. Not everyone has a rich father-in-law and a rich parents. People need the money, and Klei Kodesh are not paid well, and they're not paid on time. It's a very and people give their lives over to the community to do things. They are entitled for a compensation. Or even private. Well, there's a very fine line between private and community.
Yeah.
Okay, let's make. Okay. Well, let's. There's a very fine. The Sefer from now the kablanim. This only works for when you're hired by you're a poyel. Let's take a step back. There's something called a poyel and there's something called a kablon. A contractor does not get chodesh lashana. If you get a contract to write a Sefer Torah, I want you, I'm going to pay you $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, $60,000, and it takes you 3 years, and then I happen to give you another contract, and you end up working for me, for you end up running the Sefer Torah for 5 years. Each Sefer Torah was a kablon. You were paid for the job. You can do it at your pace. You're not a slave. There is no such thing as, even though we've done this, I've given you 10 contracts, and now after 10 years, I'm not going to give you another contract. You're called a kablon. A kablon, there is no such thing as compensation for a kablan. If you are a worker You work, you're paid a salary per month, per day, per week. You are a sochir. You're a poyel. That's where, and then the contract is not renewed. Basically, you're a slave to your employer. That is where the rules of chodesh, lashana, compensation. That's right, a slave. Yeah. When you're working for an organization,
well, there's a difference. An employee and an independent contractor.
Exactly. Chodesh Lashon is an employee. Exactly. Exactly. So there's an employee and there's a contractor. The rules of Chodesh Lashon only apply to an employee. They do not apply to a contractor. Okay, so he says here as follows. An employee is not allowed to be moichel on Chodesh Lashon for two reasons. Number one, you're ruining it for everyone else. Because maybe you are independently wealthy and you have other means of support, but other people don't. And other people need it, and you're not allowed to go in and ruin the system for other people. And even a small little breach can cause an enormous amount of harm. So that's number one. Number two, it's the fascinating content. It says it's like a ksuba, unbelievably so. This is a new chiddush, begin to bring out what a powerful yisoid this is. Chodesh Lashana Hanaka, the din of Hanaka, and the din of compensation, the pitsuyim for the poitrim accomplishes the same thing that a ksuba accomplishes between man and wife. Why would Chazal Masakin a ksuba? Because before there was a ksuba, someone ksuba deraisa, a pilegesh, a man comes home one day and says, you know, I don't like you anymore. You know, after 7 years, you get bored of the person. I just don't have any interest in you anymore. So you know what? Get out of the house. I don't want you to be my wife anymore. Piece of cake, right? Goodbye, goodbye, and good luck. So that's what would happen. So when the wife says, "Okay, I'll leave," but you know, there's a ksuba. Ksuba means you got to pay me $60,000. Oh, $60,000. That's going to hurt. You know what? You can stay. Just make sure your supper is served on time. Don't let this happen again. Shaloi tehei kala be'enov lehoitzia. It is the ultimate wife insurance. Okay, it's the ultimate wife insurance to make sure a man does not go and just throw out his wife on a whim. That's why Chazal Masaki Naksuba Shloite Kalya Lutzia. So he says here, Chiddush Noira. There's an awesome Chiddush. Chodesh Lashana, compensation is Shloite Kalya Be'enav Lutziai. A worker, an employer, can't just say to his work, you know what, I'll get someone better. Let me get rid of you. No one's watching. There are younger people and there are more qualified people. I'll get rid of you and you'll be out without a job. It's going to cost the employer quite a bit of money. He's going to have to shell out a lot of money to pay Chodesh Lashana. He won't be so quick to ruin someone else's life. So it's a very, therefore, that's why it's extremely important. Sorry, there should be Chodesh Lashana. And you're not allowed to ruin it, they're not allowed to be moichel on it. And because by you being moichel on it, it's going to ruin the system for you, for other people. And it's sacred. It's sacred in Klal Yisrael, this takana. Rav Moshe was very into this. He made this takana in America, and it's a takana. It's not, it comes from the chinuch. The chinuch is the one that says, let me read you the basic words of the chinuch. The basic words are as follows. The Torah has taught us. Okay, has taught us. In order to acquire benafshenu, midos, mylois, yikorois, dechamudos. Midos that are good, precious, chamudos, cherished. V'im ha-nefesh ha-yikor v'ha-me'ulala. Niske l'toiv. The nefesh yikar hamulah, the nefesh that's precious. Niske l'toyv or kelat toyv chavis lahitiv imo. I'm jumping ahead. V'hayranu shenarachim al misha ovad oisanu v'nitin lo mishlo b'toras chesed. He learns that it's a din of chesed. Milvad mashe hisninu imo losis lo b'scharoy. So Chinuch learns that it's a tztaka. It's purely a tztaka. V'noyheges mitzvah zo rak b'zman habas. Here's what he says. Af bizman hazeh. Yishma chocham. In today's times, 2014, yishma chocham. The Yosef lekach. And should add some knowledge, some learning to his head. Shim sochar mibnei Yisrael. If you hire a worker, a Jewish worker, the avdo is zman meruba. and he works for you for a long period of time, or afilu mu'at, a small amount of time, she'yanik lo'i b'tseisa mi'imo, you should give him a gift when he leaves, me'asher berichoy Hashem, from that which Hashem has blessed you. Okay, this is the chinuch. Everyone quotes this chinuch. This is the makar that there must be b'zman hazeh, especially among klei kodesh, some compensation. Rav Moshe is makbid chodesh l'shana in Eretz Yisrael chodesh l'shana. And the question now, here come all the big variables. How much do you give chodesh l'shana? Do you give based upon scale pay? A person works for 30 years. The first year he was making $100 a month. At the end of 30 years, he's making $5,000 a month. Now you have to pay him 30 months. When you pay him 30 months based upon how much he made each month, go back and pull out the record books, get the accountant here and pull out the record. How much will we pay him month one, year one, year two, year three? And you'll figure out how much he paid each year, and then we'll pay that amount. Or do we give him the 30 based upon now? So Kimat, everything that I've seen here says now. Now, you don't go backwards. Now, this last month, a lot of the firemen, the last that they get for the pension, based upon how much they made, I think they've changed this. There was a lot of, after 9/11, after 9/11...
What happens if you cut a salary now? Business was bad.
Okay, we'll talk about that. We'll talk about it in a moment.
It's a pretty heavy burden.
Let's say that they had with the police department, the fire department, 9/11, a lot of they all retired right after 9/11.
Sure.
Because they made it overtime. Enormous overtime, the last, and then you go, and then that's another thing. That was another scandal, and then they got the pensions based upon how much they were making in their last year or the last couple of months.
Severance, not pension.
But I'm just saying the same idea is that when you calculate the severance, chodesh l'shana, what he says here is based upon less. Let me just tell you what this sefer is all about. This is a very funny sefer. It's a beautiful sefer. I actually tried to call him up. I tried last night to call the mechaber. He lives in Queens.
What's the name of the sefer?
Chodesh Lashana.
Who is it by?
By Frankel from Queens. You know who he is?
No.
His name is Naftali Tzvi Frankel. I have his cell phone number. I tried to call him twice.
You have a source where Rav Moshe says that?
Yes, Chodesh Mishpat. He has the exact simon.
And
Pension. Okay, v'sham also in Chayish Mishpat Chelik Aleph Simin Ayin Hey Ayin Vav Ayin Zayin. Chelik Aleph Simin Ayin Hey Ayin Vav and Ayin Zayin. Okay, it's already four or another one. Chayish Mishpat Chelik Beis. Okay, I'm sure you look in the index. It's a big thing. Okay, so this sefer, the whole sefer, you should know. This is the whole sefer. It's like five pages. What's the rest of the sefer? He basically sent letters to every poysek in America, Mexico, Canada, Eretz Yisrael, Europe, all over the world. He sent letters and he asked them, what's your policy in your organization, in your community? What's your policy? He asked them, you got to see some of the names here. Everyone, who's who in Klal Yisrael? This is a book on who's who. Who's who in Klal Yisrael? Send them a letter. And every single one across the board, they all write basically back in different words. I read through every single letter. They all write back in different words. Is that, what are you asking me? It's already well known. Rav Moshe Feinstein, Paskin, in Igros Moshe, in multiple tshuvas, there's something called Chodesh Lashana. Case closed. There's nothing more to discuss. Now, some of them is very interesting. Some of them, the two best ones are from Torah Masorah. Torah Masorah, you even last about, I think it was a year ago, Rabbi Levine, Avraham Levine in Cleveland, in Chicago. the Rosh Shiva tells which not related. What's his first name? I think Avram Chaim Levine from Tells. He's from the Moetzes. He made a very big. It was in the news. It was written up in a lot of the magazines. He made a very big issue over Chodesh Lashana in the Torah Masorah schools. Anyone that is a member of the Torah Masorah network, he was very makbid. The Malamdim that are released, that are let go, must be paid Chodesh Lashana. It was big news. Two years ago. So they actually have. Over here from the Torah Umasorah. Let me read you what it says over here, some of the things. Another thing, what about if we mentioned that it's given based upon the last month? What happens if the school also gives money towards a pension or towards life insurance, health insurance? And that's not part of the salary. That's money that's privately put aside. Is that also included? So he says, basically, the mechalik, money put towards a pension is excluded, but anything else is included. If the school pays out of their own pocket for health insurance, you have to make, actually, it's probably a group rate, right? So you have to make a calculation, how much are they paying towards each person? I don't know what the calculation is, but they write over here in their charter that items such as payment for health, life, or disability insurance premiums, the dollar amounts are added to the calculation of the last year's base rate. So that is also included in Chodesh Lashana.
That's
included in how much they paid him for a Shana. When they're going to give him, the Rebbe works for 30 years. They got to give 30 months. How much was he paid? They paying, what was his base salary the last month of his employment? And add to that the value of the fringe benefits that were included, not including contributions towards pension. Okay, other chidushim, they have other chidushim. They have over here, he's only entitled, this is a condition, which is, oh, this is a very...
Salary. What if he has bonus?
I'm not sure. He's seen bonuses, I'm not sure. No, bonus, I think I did see one that says no. A lot of these things are gray areas, they're not clear. Bonuses are seemingly not. Not. But things which are expected could be RR. Okay, but that's a very big chumrah. Because I had some personal experience with this, discussing it with the Dayanim about these issues. And some of the things I see here are much more chumrah than what I was told. Much, much more chumrah. Especially without an exception, it's always the last month. There is no calculation based on previous months. Can you also talk about...
Involuntary separation.
It's not involuntary at all. That's another big, big hot potato. Okay, we're jumping around. Everyone agrees, l'chol hadeis, if a yeshiva says to a rebbe, you know, you're getting too old, or we don't want you anymore, we want to release you, you're fired. Okay, Trump, you're fired. That's it.
We're retiring you.
There's no question. Chodesh Lashana. Let's say the Rebbe committed a crime. Okay? And he was fired because of his good behavior. It's a very big dilemma. It's not really clear. Is it based on the past? Listen, he committed a crime now. But the bottom line is, he served you well for 20 years. Now he got caught. Now he messed you up. So what? That all comes back to the issue that we started with in the very beginning. Is Hanukkah an entitlement, or is it a tzedakah? If it's an entitlement, it really doesn't make a difference why he was fired. The bottom line is, he worked here for 10 years. So he's entitled to it. It doesn't make a difference that you fired him because... he'll get back the money he stole from you, but he's still entitled. That they talk about those cases. These are common situations. If you learn that it's midin tzedakah, then there's less of a reason. Okay, another issue. Let's say the Rebbe wants to retire. He quits. This is a very tough issue. The Rebbe wants to go on. The Rebbe doesn't want to work anymore. He wants to quit. Can he say, listen, you know, I worked for you for many years. I want Hanak. I want Chodesh Lashana. So, Bederech Klal, okay, that's all the question. It's not discussed that much. It seems not. It seems he has less of a claim to Chodesh Lashana, but... Not so simple. It's not so simple if there's an understanding that it's time to go and the institution is pleased with him going, they should give. Okay, another very big question no one discusses. This is a very, very tough question. Has to be addressed. I spoke to a dying and he told me an answer. The whole Sefer doesn't touch upon this, not even one word. Let's say a Rav is nifter. A Rav is nifter young. Is the widow and the family entitled to Chodesh Lashana? He does not one word mentioned about that in this entire Sefer. I went through the whole thing with a fine comb. There's not one mention. What? No, it's not contract. Even the Rav Moshe is very clear that even if there's no contract, it doesn't make a bit of a difference. You work as a clay kodesh. There's a takana chodesh lashana no matter what. So it's not clear. I spoke to a bezdin. So at first I spoke to bezdin other matters. I just happened to get into a conversation about these matters. This wasn't the matter. I was discussing something else. Then I was talking. So I really want to talk to the dayan, the very big Talmud Chacham, but he was busy. So they first wanted to prep me in this other related matter with his assistant, who's going to just go through the whole Shach V'Tari, and he'll go and he'll tell the Dayan all the Rosh HaProkim, and then we'll go weiter. So we're talking, we finished talking, and then I said, let me get some other shayles. I want to talk about other shayles. I just started learning the sugya there, and I asked him, what about? So the assistant says, he doesn't really know, but he doesn't think so. He thinks it only applies when a Rav is fired, or let go, the contract thing like that. Then after we had a conversation. Then finally the senior dying came, and we had the whole discussion. And then afterwards he was just schmoozing, and I said, I was talking to your assistant about this Shaila. What do you say? So he said to me, absolutely no difference. No difference whatsoever. In his opinion, there is no difference, and it's definitely worth something. If he was sitting on a bezdin, he would pass in 100%. There's no difference. The family is entitled to the chodesh lashana just like if the rav would have been let go. Okay, so then another shaila is how long do you have to work to get chodesh lashana? So I found over here different. I found difference. One of the best letters you should know came from a Lubavitch in Canada. In Montreal, there's a diet, one of the city dayanim has a network of schools. He wrote a very, very comprehensive letter describing all the rules of the Hanukkah. And he there said I think he said 2 years. You have to be working at least, their policy for two, I think the term saw as well. You have to be working at least for 2 years in order to be entitled to Chodesh Lashana. Yes, why 2 years? One Chazaka, 3 years, 1 year. Others say, seems even less, even 1 year. No, they all say, it doesn't make a bit of a difference. No contract, nothing. Your worker, your poil, doesn't make a difference. You're entitled to Hanaka. Another issue is, what about if you work in the office? You work for a term, so you work in the office. Or you work, what? Office. So that's subject to most say yes, doesn't make it. You work for a religious organization, doesn't make a difference. You're entitled to Chodesh Lashana.
Just gave me, it seems, or Moshe says that, let's say there's a Rav Mashia and hires a staff. So
Mashkiach, no.
The Rav Mashia hires a woman to run his office.
Yeah.
She's not
Klei Kodesh,
he's the
Klei Kodesh. That's a separate contract. But in organization who have office workers for a Klei organization, they most of the letters seem to say yes. Some are a little hesitant. One letter says, for them we give Shavua Lashana. That's what one letter said. And one interesting point I came across in the Sefer, which shook me up, is why is this so? Why by Klei Kodesh? Let's say you have a plumbing business and you hire a worker, right? I have a plumbing business and I hire a worker. He's my worker and he works for 30 years. Is there a day I have to give him Chodesh Lashana for plumbing? It seems not. Only for Klei Kodesh. Why Klei Kodesh? So one thing that I extract is because Me'ikar Hadin, you're never ever allowed to fire a Klei Kodesh, no matter how bad they are. What? No matter how bad they are, you have a Rebbe. So just put him, give him. He's no good with the kids as long as he's not committing crimes. So being that you're not allowed to fire a clay kodesh.
Yeah,
so when you do fire, that's why there is chodesh lashon. What?
It's a fine.
Pretty much. Yeah. But a regular worker, a plumber, you can fire, or you don't have to renew the contract for the plumber. So Mela, there's no din chodesh lashon, even though it's also not so simple way by a worker, you should give a compensation. Okay, it's a big topic, not to be taken lightly.
Hot potato.